Welcome back to the Benusa pregame show. Kelly Schultz along with Bemidji State head coach Jim Scanlon. And last season was a great year. 22 wins for your team, a program record, and a third place finish in the league. But this is a new year, coach. Obviously, your team has high expectations coming off of that season. What can you tell us about the outlook of this team?
Well, I think those expectations come with the belief that they can do it. And that, having had some success the past couple of years, our particular junior and senior class, there's a belief there that it can be done. And like I said earlier, there's a long way to go, a lot of hockey left to be played, obviously. But we like we certainly like the looks of this group. They're a team that's come together really, really fast in terms of our freshmen integrating with the older players. Like I told them today, we're certainly nowhere near what we're going to be towards the end of the year, but I certainly like the looks of it now, and we just want to play. We're anxious to actually play some other team, and that's what we get to do tonight.
Everybody's been talking across the country about Bemidji State losing 8 to graduation last year, but you bring in 7 freshmen. You mentioned how you're impressed with what you've seen so far, but where do you see them fitting into this team?
Well, they'll have opportunities to play some pretty big roles. You'll see Kiki Radke playing with Lauren Miller and Bailey Wright, right in the first game, and Haley Mack will be centering Emma Terrace and Cicely Nelson, and Jack Castle will be with Abby Haluska. I mean, so they're all going to play. So particularly up front, those forwards are certainly going to have an opportunity to make an impact. Our other freshmen, Bree Jordy, Lauren Bench, and Heather Olson are all working extremely hard, and they're certainly pushing their teammates, and have shown that they're certainly good enough to play. It's just that there are a few more veterans in front of them right now.
We talked during the Go Green Mill coaches show about the testing results of this team coming in, and even Lauren Miller made a mention during my interview with her about how impressed she was that the freshmen came in such great shape. As a coach, you couldn't ask for anything more, could you?
Oh, absolutely not. I think it just shows their commitment to coming in and being prepared to play, and that's a testament to them and the programs they came from. But there's no question that they spent a lot of time getting themselves ready to when they first came up here. And Kiki Radke was the winner overall of our entire Ironman contest, and Haley Mack was third. So when you have two freshmen in the top three, that's pretty good. And it wasn't like the returning players did poorly. I mean, it's just that they were that good in just about everything. I mean, Kiki Radke set 2 new records and was either first or second in 8 events. So she was very impressive.
You have 4 captains this year: Madison Hutchinson, Lauren Miller, Carly Essie, and your goaltender, Brittany Mowat. What do each of them bring to the leadership roles for this team?
Well, they're all different. They're all certainly different individuals, and they all bring something different to the table. But like I told you, every one of them, they don't have to change who they are. They don't have to, just because they have a letter on their sweater, you don't change. They were selected by their teammates for a reason, and I think they just go about their business. The big thing that we talk about is being a mentor, being a role model, particularly to the younger players, and just showing them how to be an athlete at this level. Like I said, they all have different qualities, but the best thing about all of them is they're just wonderful young women, and I couldn't be more proud to be their coach, and just to have them be our leader group. We as a coaching staff feel really, really good about them.
How much, if any, did you adjust the systems for offense or defense this season?
Not a whole lot. I mean, there's a few things that we're trying, but the bottom line is we need to get out. We need to get out and play our game, and that's never going to change, Kelly. We got to get out. We want to push the pace. We want to be real hard to play against in our own end, and we're going to work for our offense. We're not going to look for it. Just being tenacious and trying to frustrate our opponents, and then we want to be opportunistic in the offensive zone.
All right, talking about your opponent this weekend in Syracuse, you probably haven't had a chance to watch him on film, but how did you scout the Orange?
Well, we know, again, that they're a very, very good hockey team. They're very, very well coached. Coach Flanagan has been around a long time. And this is a program that's been one win away from being the automatic qualifier out of the CHA to make it the NCAA tournament, and they've been beaten in overtime 2 years in a row. So there's no question, and they're picked by their fellow coaches to be the champions of the CHA this year. So we know they're going to be a very formidable opponent. We're here in their rink. They're going to try to, they're going to try to obviously make a mark by beating us this opening weekend. So we're gonna have to be ready to play. And the bottom line is we got to go out there and play our game. And if we do that, we're gonna have a chance.
This is the first time these two teams have faced each other. When did the planning start to play this series at Syracuse?
Well, I reached out to every school in the CHA, the ECAC, and Hockey East my first year, asking to play, it's been very frustrating to get a schedule because a lot of teams just will not play anybody in the WCHA. But I give Coach Flanagan credit. He called, said we'd love to play, and we set it up for a 2-year cycle, so they'll come back out and play us. And it's a great opportunity, obviously, to be able to take a trip out here. It's a part of the country that a lot of our players have never seen. So from that standpoint, it's been, up to this point, it's been a great trip.
CHA teams play a little bit differently than the WCHA teams. How do you change up your style of hockey at all to play against these teams?
No, absolutely not. It's it's all about us. We just want to do the things that allow us to have a chance to be successful, and that certainly isn't going to change no matter who we play.
Coach, taking a look at your lines, it's always fun to see the lines at the beginning of the season. Obviously, they'll probably change a little bit, but what are you most excited to see off of these lines tonight?
Well, I've a lot to be excited in terms of the freshmen. We kind of talked about them, but even all the returning players, they're going to have opportunities to play roles they haven't had in the past. And I've really liked the way Emily Berglund's looked. She had a great year last year as a freshman. She and Summer certainly had a lot of jam as line mates. We're going to try Riley Fawcett on the right side. I think she's someone that has the ability to put the puck in the net. And just the way that Haley Mack and Abby Holosko were playing kind of gave us the flexibility to move her from center to the right wing, because I really, really like the way both Haley and Abby are playing in the middle. And again, I'm going to try to play four lines, and that speaks volumes in terms of how those two freshmen have stepped in. But Sylvia Maraltz looked really, really good. Emma's looks to me like she's a step quicker. So we're really anxious to see how these lines are going to look, and it's just going to be fun to, they've been going at each other now since the beginning of school, so it's going to be fun to play somebody else.
And your defensive pairings look pretty good as well. Hunt and Hutch, they've played well together last year. Joyce had played with Essie a couple of times last year, and then you got Stanwood and Lighty. Obviously, the defensive core is going to be very important to this team this year.
Oh, no question, and certainly a little bit more experience back there just in terms of games played. Both Missy and Madison, obviously, I thought they developed a real tight bond as a pair last year, so we didn't want to break those up. Obviously, AJ spent the last 2 years playing with Eve, so it's a little different. We've put her over on the left side. I think Carly's a little more comfortable playing on her forehand side. But I've really been impressed with the way Natalie and Lisa have come in this year. Those two invest in their game. They're constantly working on little things both before and after practice, and it's just showing. They're both playing with a lot of confidence, so it's going to be fun to watch them tonight too.
You got three goalies this weekend: Brittany Mowat, Aaron Dieters, and Lauren Bench. Safe to assume Britt's going to get the start?
Yep, Britt will be in goal tonight, you bet.
Coach, good luck this weekend. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly.